The more than 150-member coalition opposing a constitutional convention includes labor unions and the state's conservative party, which often opposes unions. Also against the convention, both pro- and anti-abortion groups, environmentalists, and gun rights organizations. They all fear that many rights already included in the state's constitution could be taken away if the document were opened up to revision. Those include the right to collective bargaining, Second Amendment-related rights, and the forever wild status of the Adirondack Park. The state's AFL-CIO president, Mario Salento, says there's just too much uncertainty over how the convention would be run.
Why would anyone vote on something where you don't know the cost, you don't know how long the process takes, you don't know who's going to be in charge, and we don't know what's at stake, and yet we're going to give carte blanche to people who are not elected?
Selection of the actual delegates would come in the general election 1 year later, in this case in 2018. Opponents have collected nearly $1.4 million so far and have spent much of it on social media, lawn signs, and bumper stickers. They've even tried to frame the debate by calling themselves New Yorkers Against Corruption. Coalition spokesman Jordan Mark says the process is highly corruptible. He says many things have changed since the last successful convention nearly 80 years ago. He says the influence of money in politics is much greater now, especially since the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision made it harder for government to regulate independent spending.
There's an influx of this outside money that can come in.
And he says that money could be used to unduly influence the process of electing delegates.
To lobby those delegates, take them out to dinner and wine and dine these special interests, these politicians, and then to run these big statewide campaigns for or against any initiative that comes out of the Constitutional Convention. So I think the advent of this new kind of special interest dark money, I think that becomes a real challenge to everyone. And it's why you've seen, I think, such a broad coalition form to oppose the Constitutional Convention.
Supporters of the Constitutional Convention say they have more faith in New Yorkers' ability to resist outside special interests and to meet to solve the state's problems, including what they say is rampant corruption that's led to a string of indictments, convictions, and prison sentences for elected officials. The League of Women Voters' Jennifer Wilson says, despite the opponents' fears, no existing rights have ever been taken away in any past constitutional convention, so she says there's no reason to think it will happen now. In fact, she says many of those same rights were created in past constitutional conventions.
These are great things that people are so afraid of losing during a convention, and they don't realize that they were put in there during a convention.
The government reform group Citizens Union is also backing the convention. Its board president, Randy Mastro, points out that voters would ultimately have to approve any changes proposed by a constitutional convention. And he says he doubts a blue state like New York would vote to take away hard-won rights.
Those are the popular cornerstones of our state constitution. The voters would never ratify what would come out of a convention that didn't preserve those rights. But what the voters want so desperately, what New Yorkers so desperately deserve, is an honest state government with ethics and accountability and openness and transparency.
Supporters admit they are outspent, though, and are struggling to get their message out. Total spending by backers of the convention is less than $250,000. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.